In 2022, a natural disaster hit the northern regions of New South Wales and Queensland, where massive floods caused 50,000 homes not to be occupied anymore. All those families fled into all the rental markets. And so I was then unable to get a rental. And my only option for me as a woman who had a dependent child, so my daughter was in her final year of high school, was a tiny house. I thought this was just a project that I was going to use further down the track as my retirement plan. This is my housing security once all my kids left home. But in 2022, we were under the extreme pressure of trying to find somewhere to live. And so I know what it's like to go to these long queues and wait and wait and wait, put your application in and hope and hope and hope that someone's going to say, yes, you can live in their home. And to be told no over and over and over again was devastating, especially with a daughter in grade 12. I mean, her focus should have been on getting the highest ATAR, and yet here she was facing homelessness. And so I had to jump quickly, and so the tiny home became our only option. And so for the last 3 years, I've lived there. My daughter and I lived together in 10 square metres for 6 months, which was hard, two people living in such a small space. But now she's doing the uni student share house thing. I don't want to do a share house. I did that when I was at uni. I don't want to have to share a fridge. I don't want to have to worry about watching TV till 10 o'clock at night and keeping my, you know, my roommates up. I don't want to have to do that. And I don't want people getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go and do their shift work because I want to sleep in. I just wanted my own place. And I wanted to be able to paint the walls. I wanted to be able to hang a picture up. You know, I wanted to put my own curtains in. I wanted to personalize the space after years and years and years of renting. I mean, I'd spent all this money on a tiny home. I wanted it to be for me. And now this is my forever home. I don't have to worry about housing insecurity. And the relief of that, to talk to, when I come and talk to at these expos, I see women in my same situation. They're facing homelessness. There's no option for them. The government's not going to help them. They're not eligible for any benefits because they're actually contributing to society. So the only option for them is to either couch surf, sleep in their car, or if they can afford to, get into a tiny house. And so this has been a lifesaver for me. I mean, I was, you know, there's almost a PTSD aspect of being forced into homelessness. The saddest thing you can ever do is go to a storage container place on a Saturday morning and watch everyone pack their lives into these 6x6 or 3x3 little containers, and they're shoving their whole life in there because, and I look at them and I know they're going to be couch surfing because they've got nowhere else to live. I now have the privilege of having a 3x3 storage unit where my kids and I interchange in it. So it's, if we're going camping, we go to the storage unit. We get stuff out, then we go put things back. So the storage unit has become an optional extra, but what I pay in $230 a month, I mean, if I had a traditional house, I'd be paying $600, $700, $800 a week just to store my camping gear, my record collection, the kids' photo albums. Now that's just in a storage unit for $230 a month. It's such an affordable way to live, but you don't actually feel like you don't. I say to people when you come to live in a tiny house, you don't have to be a minimalist. You can still have your stuff. You just have to think of it in a different way of how you're going to store it. Maybe it's a shipping container that you rent. Maybe it's a shipping container you put on someone's land. Maybe it's just big waterproof boxes that sit underneath your tiny home. You know, the tiny homes are so versatile. But once you're out of that mental pressure of how am I going to live, and you're actually into a new way of living, I mean, it's the world's your oyster. I call it the Swiss Army knife of living. It's like you can just make it multifaceted however you want. And then, so I've gone from heavily depressed, extremely anxious, not knowing where we're going to sleep, to off antidepressants. I've got this huge future. My career's blooming because I can take my home wherever I want. And I have so many options open to me now because I'm not restricted by the housing crisis. So I've gone from having no hope to multiple options because I can take my home wherever I want to go.